Hey everyone, welcome to the Behind the Scenes podcast. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Audrey.
And on this podcast, we share the messy, honest, unfiltered, and not so curated parts of our life.
Think of this podcast as a bunch of bloopers with some truth bombs sprinkled throughout.
That's right. We're going to be taking you behind the scenes of our daily routines, our social media feeds, and what you may or may not have seen on TV.
We're going to be talking relationships, family, faith, business, basically whatever we are learning about, fighting about, or laughing about lately.
We're going to be sharing our daily life, our struggles, successes, and our roses and thorns from each week.
And we don't want this podcast to just be about us, so we're also going to go behind the scenes with some of the people who inspire us the most.
We hope this podcast feels like you're joining us for a campfire.
Come hang out. Hey, hey, everyone. This week, I am so excited to have my sweet friend, Casey Wiegan, on the podcast today. We are going to be talking all about health, wellness, essential oils, running a business from home with four little kiddos, and being intentional about everything in between. So I am super excited to have Casey on the podcast. She is a sweet friend, a mentor to me when it comes to essential oils and the business side of essential oils. You're absolutely going to love the wisdom that she has to share and just her heart. She is seriously one of the sweetest humans that I know on this planet. So I'm super excited to be interviewing her today on the podcast, and I know you guys are going to love it. Hey everyone, welcome back to Behind the Scenes Podcast. Today, I am so excited because I get to talk to somebody else besides Jeremy today on the podcast, which is going to be so fun. My sweet friend Casey Wiegan is joining us on the podcast today, and she is going to be sharing all about essential oils, health and wellness, running your own small business. Well, not really small business for her anymore, from her house with four little kiddos. She is an amazing mother. She is an amazing friend and a business mentor to me as well. So I just love her dearly and I'm so excited to have her on the podcast. So thanks for being with us, Casey.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
Super, super fun. So real quick, I wanted Casey to have a chance to just kind of tell you guys a little bit about who she is, her background, what she does, what she's passionate about. And maybe Casey, you can touch on like how we got connected too.
Yes. Okay. So I'm Casey Wiegand. I live in Dallas, Texas. I'm a wife and mom to four little ones, ages 2, 6, 8, and 9. And I'm an artist and a blogger. And it's funny because before we started this today, I was actually thinking about how long we've known each other and how our story goes all the way back to before you were even married.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
It's so
and,
fun.
Oh my gosh. I also remember, you probably don't even remember. I think I've told you this since then, but do you remember the story of my friend reaching out to you and asking... like the funniest, wildest thing. But so for listeners that don't know this, like Casey was the first blogger that I ever really followed, like way long ago before Jeremy and I were married, when I was first starting blogging. And when I was getting married, one of my best friends who her and I followed Casey together reached out to Casey and asked if Casey would write me a letter as a bridal shower gift for my wedding. And she did. And my friend framed it and I still have it in our house. It's like the sweetest because now we're real life friends.
It is just so sweet.
But I just love it.
Well, so
I love that you did that and took the time to do that. It's like so inspiring to me because you never know what relationships are going to form from those kinds of things. So just so cool. I love it.
Well, I was going to say, just to see like how our story has played out and, you know, just over time, it's just sweet to think back on that beginning.
Yes, totally. So good. So, and what, tell me, so you have four kids. Like what do you and Chris do? You said you live in Dallas, but obviously we're going to talk about the oil stuff too. But what are some of the things that you guys are passionate about? That you love, just give us a little flavor for a day in the life.
Well, we are passionate about families. I'm passionate about motherhood and moms, struggle, chasing dreams, purpose, a better way for families, loss. And it might sound strange to say, why are you passionate about struggle or loss? But, you know, we have quite the story and really a lot of the things that have led me here have been you know, Beauty from Ashes and kind of our journey through some of that stuff. And so I'm passionate about that, about really walking beside families who might be walking through loss or walking through financial struggles or a sick child or whatever it is. So, you know, I really, it's hard to say you're thankful for hard things, but in a way I really do think it changed me, and it's given me just a different perspective and a true passion to really walk beside people and meet needs.
Yes, I love that. And you are just, you exude that in everything you do. It's so inspiring and amazing. I love it so much. So that's a great segue probably for you just to talk about, you know, when and why you started using essential oils and how that became a passion for you, for your family, and what were kind of some of the things that drew you to it in the beginning and then kept you really pursuing and pressing into that?
Yes. Well, we had just walked through our third miscarriage, and I did not grow up in a holistic home. I had never used oils. I really didn't know much about them at all. But I just knew in my heart that something wasn't right. I remember we had left 4th of July with my family, and my emotions and my hormones just sort of seemed all over the place. And it's interesting because so many pieces of my story kind of were colliding all together. And we were doing genetic testing, and I just, there was something in me that felt like I really was supposed to advocate for this piece of our story. And so I remember calling my friend and saying, you know, what do I have to lose? I'll buy a kit. And it's, I can remember my kit arriving and like all the bottles being lined up and just looking, being like, what do I do with these, with these bottles of oil?
Which is everyone, right?
In the beginning. And you know, even that piece, being able to say to people, I have been there. You know, this wasn't something I grew up with or knew anything about. And really, it was just these tiny yeses along the way that led me, you know, where I am now. But it was like also our financial story. We were passionate about pursuing our dreams and our purpose. And even when those, you know, decisions don't always make sense, but you know that you're following the way that God is leading you. And so it's like literally my health story, my passions, my talents, our losses, our financial story, everything collided together at once.
And so amazing.
That's where it started.
I love that so much and so amazing. And what a cool story of just how the Lord is using all of those things, the hard things, the good things, the passion, and bringing them all together and giving you this opportunity that's allowed you to flourish so much, you know. I just love it. Okay, so everyone always asks me this question, so I figured I'd ask you this question, because if you're listening, everything that I learn about essential oils, guys, I learn it from Casey for the most part. So Casey's my mentor when it comes to like all that stuff, and also the business side of Young Living, which we'll get to more later in this podcast. But I wanted to give Casey a chance to share her top five most used or favorite oils. It can be a combination of the two, because I know sometimes your favorite aren't necessarily the most used.
Well, I was like, how do I choose?
I know, right? It's impossible. People ask me this all the time, and I'm like, if you ask me every day for a month, I'd probably give you a different answer.
It's so true. It is. But if I had to choose, I'd say number one, the oil Valor. It's an amazing emotional support. I love it for myself as a mom, and I love it for my kiddos. We call it our bravery oil. Number two would be Progessence Plus. It's an incredible hormone support, and it really, emotions and hormones are what led me to oils. So it's, they've always got to be on my top list. Three would be Thieves. It's an incredible immune support. And again, as a mom to four little ones, that's super important in our home. Number four would be Frankincense, an incredible skin support, grounding. It's just a great overall oil. And then lastly, I chose Gentle Baby, because as you know, a mom with four little ones, I love all the sweet, gentle oils that I can use with them for so many reasons.
And Gentle Baby is, I wear it every day. I love it.
It's
such
so
good perfume oil. Like Gentle Baby and Valor is one of my favorite things to mix together. I love it so much.
I agree.
I love that. That's so good. And okay, so I kind of want to segue a little bit because I know we have a lot of people that listen to this podcast who have requested me and Jeremy to talk and share a little bit about more about what the business side of Young Living and Essential Oils looks like. And, you know, I know you and I can speak specifically to Young Living really well, but just also network marketing in general and how that's changed since social media has changed, how network marketing has just become so different over the past 5 years, and like how there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And so I'm just curious if you could share, Casey, a little bit about what a day in the life of running a network marketing business as the highest rank in Young Living, what does that look like for you? What is a day in the life?
Well, I'm sitting here smiling and nodding my head as you're talking. Yeah. Because just to give a little backstory, when I first started using oils, I mean, my fists were closed. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not telling anyone about this.
Yes.
I think there was, you know, being very honest, there was like a true fear of what mm-hmm. other people would think. I think I had an idea in my mind of what MLMs were. Yeah. And I really clearly knew that God was saying, Casey, open up your hands with this piece of your story and mm-hmm. watch what I can do. And really, as I began to watch what was happening in my family, in my story, and even just individually with each kiddo and, you know, with my husband, all of our stories and the way that these products were impacting us, the mindset shifted. And now it became, okay, this is a need for families to know about this. How can I meet a need? How can I be vulnerable with this part of our story? And now we have 70,000 families on our team. I know, it's actually—
Is that really the number now? Holy smokes.
Yes. So it's that many people. So, you know, you think about that many families, it's just amazing. And so a day in the life, well, the beauty of this business is that it really truly can look different for every single person. Mm. It doesn't have to look the same way it does for me, for you. And I love that. For me, I'm an achiever, maximizer, a 3 on the Enneagram. Yes. So for me, you know, I love to step into those strengths of mine. And I love to work and really just pour myself into it. We have this motto, we rise by lifting others. So the next goal is always, how can we let each person on this team achieve their dreams? How can each person see results with these products? But on the other side of that, my kiddos are my why. Mm-hmm. They're my heart, my passion. And so it takes being intentional with my time to balance everything well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes that means making a list of negotiables and non-negotiables.
Yes.
And it might mean a lot of sacrifice. Like for me, it's a lot of early mornings and late nights. Mm-hmm. But that has been a really just beautiful thing for my family. It has given so much more than it could have ever, you know, taken as far as a sacrifice.
Yes, that is so good. And I love what you said about just we rise by lifting others, because it's so— there's this quote Jer and I always say all the time, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And it's like, you know, you can do these things really fast and you can do them by yourself, but you're probably going to hit a point of burnout. Like you need this team, you need this community. And that's what I love about this business so much, is that it is so about togetherness. It's so about community. It's so about lifting others, you know, and I just love that model. And I honestly was like you in the beginning. I remember the first time you talked to me about it, I was like, no, I'm not touching MLMs, the 10-foot pole, like never. You know, I was a business major in college and I was like, that was not going to be— like, I wasn't touching that. And also I'm an 8 on the Enneagram, so I'm a challenger. So I challenge everything and squeeze the death out of it until I figure out if it's worth trusting or not. But I think like now, just, you know, the way that social media has kind of changed the game and the way that you have paved a way for people to do this business and learn about the products and change lives is so different than how people used to do it 10, even 5 years ago. You know, I mean, you're probably doing it different now than you were when you first started. Because how long have you been doing this now? How many years?
So absolutely. It'll be in August, 5 years.
Wow.
And just like you said, even since I've started this, things have changed so much.
Yeah. And things within Young Living have changed so much too, in terms of just like opportunity and just how they're continuing to innovate and just make this such an amazing dream job.
Yes, it is.
It's crazy. But okay, so you know, 5 years, it took you how many years to hit the highest rank within Young Living?
So on our 3 year, I guess it would be anniversary to the date, we hit Royal Crown Diamond, which is the highest rank, which, I mean, you know, I can remember starting and getting my first sign up and then just to see what happened over time. It's been just something really special.
Yes. And you guys, Casey is like the most humble person ever, but just so you guys know, if you're listening, I mean, this is like a very rare, I mean, what percentage of it is it, Casey, that people reach the top?
I think there's maybe 42
total. Okay.
Total Royal Crown Diamonds.
Which is, so it's such an honor. It's such an achievement. And Casey has worked so hard. And I know if you guys go and look up Casey, you know, she came from the blogging world. She had a little bit of influence coming into this. And that's definitely, you know, we'd be silly to say that that doesn't help us in this business. I would be silly to say it doesn't help me in this business. It definitely is a contributing factor. But in the same sense, like, you have to be so intentional in, like Casey said, rising up leaders. It's all about community and building up the people underneath of you. If you want to succeed in this business, you actually have to do that. And so it's not just a dependence on the fact that, you know, we have these social media platforms, if you will. I kind of hate that word, but, you know, that is a contributing factor, and that's helped us grow. But in the same sense, like, Casey is where she is now because of all the things that she's already said on this podcast, her hard work, her early mornings, her late nights, how much she cares and wants to lift up the people beneath her. So just thought that that was worth mentioning really quick. But Casey, I want to ask you, what do you love most about this opportunity? It could be health and wellness side or the business side. Like, what's your favorite aspect?
I love that it can be for anyone. Mm-hmm. I love that no matter... Amen. The stage of life you're in, your personality, your giftings, everybody has a spot at the table. And I've really watched that over the years really come to life and play out. And so, you know, I can truly say that with every bit of my heart and believe it and know it. And it makes me more confident really truly to share it, because it's not that it's just one person or one, you know, it's just, I love that. I love that it can fund your dreams and really be the, you know, life raft or whatever way you want to say that, you know, to lead you to whatever that is, that, you know, that's your why and that's what's going to drive you. And I love that it really does truly come down to helping people and adding to people's lives.
So good. So good. Okay, so you have four little kids and they are seriously the cutest, sweetest children ever. If you guys follow Casey on social media, you know, and you're nodding your head with me right now. So Casey, what are some challenges that you face as being a working from home mom? Because I think, you know, whether you work outside the home or work from home, you still have to set boundaries and how you're going to be intentional with your time with your kiddos. And it's so beautiful to see how intentional you are with your kiddos, but also how intentional you are with the business. So tell us your secrets. How do you do that? How do you balance it? And what are some challenges that you've faced that you're maybe still in the process of overcoming?
Well, for sure, the challenge is balance. You know, being intentional with each child individually in our home is so important to us. So time is something I'm always fighting for. And, you know, that work balance and then also the intentional home balance, really trying to make sure that whatever that sacrifice is, that I'm absorbing that and it's not them absorbing it. So, you know,
that's good.
For example, if I want to be intentional with my kids when they're home from school and that, you know, when they're awake, then I'm going to be the one getting up early or staying up late. They're not going to be the ones that, quote unquote, feel it. You know, and there are, to be realistic, there are times that they know that they're a part of the sacrifice, you know, if it's a sale weekend or whatever it is, and I have to.
Right.
But, you know, again, it goes back to the opportunity to give so much more than those moments of the day.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And you get to model that for your kids. Like, you're modeling a work ethic for them and doing it in such a beautiful way. I love it.
Well, even just you saying that, I love that my kids are watching. You know, I want them to be dreamers. I want them to be hard workers. And I've talked to other moms in this business before about the mom guilt, you know, because it's real. And really just shifting that mindset, exactly like what you're saying, and saying, no, this is a beautiful thing to fight for change. Invite your kids into that. Let them see you be a dreamer and a hard worker. And when you kind of shift your mindset in that, it really does change, I think, how you work and your perspective.
Right. And letting them see like the wins too. You know, I mean, we've talked, one of our friends, Jared and I's friends, they will show, they work from home and they're in ministry together, and they will tell their kids like, hey, you know, we're going to do these Instagram stories, or we're going to take this photo because mommy and dad, look at these encouragements that mommy and daddy are getting, and look at how we're as a family changing lives. And they kind of bring their kids into that and make them feel a part of the success and empowered in the fact that, like, you know, maybe the sacrifices that they're having to make are attributing to their parents' success, and like just making them feel that. And I think that's such, I was like, oh, that's so cool. I want to do that as we start to have more kids. And
yes. And you know, even on the flip side of that, letting them into the moments where you feel like your voice is trembling and you're nervous. I mean, there was a time, it was actually the very first year that I went to convention. We rarely ever leave our kids. And I remember like getting eye level with my oldest, my son, and my voice was shaking, my hands were trembling. And I was like, this is hard for me. And I invited him into that. And that was years ago. And his teacher this year, he's in fourth grade, told me that they were talking about courage and different things in class. And he told that story. Oh. So I know that years ago, you know, you don't know what's stirring in their own little hearts and their stories, you know, as you invite them into it. To every piece of it.
Yes. Oh, that is so sweet. My heart just melted. He is just the kindest. Oh, I love him. Okay. So we touched on this a little bit, but just, you know, when it comes to finding that balance, what are some boundaries or rhythms and routines that you've have established that have helped you be able to balance and work from home, but also be a mom from home?
Yes. So there's a few things. One, my calendar. I'm not like a very much of a schedule person, but I have found that to be intentional with my time, I have to do that. So the same way, you know, we want to be intentional with each kid. So we'll put dates on the calendar for, you know, Chris and Aiden date, so that we don't look back at the end of the month and think, wow, where did all the time go? I do the same thing with kind of my work schedule. The other thing is I get up early every morning, even if it's a weekend or a holiday. I have just found that time before anyone wakes up is super important. It isn't always easy to do that, but I have just made that a priority. I also stay up late. And try to work after everyone goes to bed. And there was a time, now I can just lay down my 2-year-old, but there was a time that I would crawl in her crib until she fell asleep. And oftentimes I would fall asleep with her. And I have told this story in some of our team Zoom calls. I would, you know, crawl out of her crib and start walking down the hall, and everything in me wanted to just, you know, go to my room and go to bed. And I would just start walking towards my computer. I'm like, I just have to walk and go and sit down. And it's just those intentional decisions, you know, every single day really add up. And, you know, it makes a big difference.
Yes. So good. So, so good. Okay. What advice would you give to someone considering the business side of Young Living, or maybe they currently already are in the business side of Young Living or another network marketing company, or just running their own small business? What advice, what's kind of your nugget of wisdom that you would tell someone who's just starting, and maybe like a nugget of wisdom to tell someone who has been doing it for a while but just needs some encouragement?
My advice would be, say yes. It will be your best yes.
Yeah, just say yes.
Just do it. That whatever those whispers are, just quiet those, because you have a spot here. You can do this. This is residual income. This is a willable income. It's such a different opportunity than anything else. Yeah. And I'm passionate about that. You know, my trembling little yes, think about where it has led me, and then 70,000 families also. Yeah. And so, you know, when you can think about, okay, this isn't just about me. This is about my kid's story. This is about other family story. That is so huge. And then really just to anyone that's in an MLM, I would say create systems. Create things that will work for you. You know, for example, our team has a business mentorship. Well, it took time to create that first time, but now every single day people are using it and it is working for us. So as many systems as you can have in place, the better. Support your team and make it easy for them to succeed.
I love that. So amazing. So cool. And 70,000. Holy smokes. It is just amazing. And yes, I mean, I will just second that. Like, you know, my yes, I know I haven't shared on this podcast really like my story in getting started and stuff. Casey was such a huge part of that. And we do this business together. So Casey and I are talking on a regular basis about, I'm constantly asking her, like, how can I better serve my team, which is much smaller, but also a part of her larger team. And so maybe that's for another podcast. Jared and I can talk about that, but I will totally second. I mean, just to be able to have something that is reliable passive income is such a blessing in the world that we live in right now. And then to also, like, for us, be able to potentially have an inheritance to pass down to our children. Like, that's always been a heart for Jeremy and I, is to be able to, like, you know, when we die, we leave something behind for them. And I just, like, love that this has given us an opportunity to be able to do that. And I'm so grateful for it. And I'm so grateful for your patient pursuit of me in you know, all of my challenger-esque resistance. But okay, Casey, what is your big God dream? And I got this idea from one of my friends, Susie Davis. She's like the sweetest woman ever. She asked me this and I was like, I love that question. I'm going to start asking people that. So what's your big God dream?
Well, I couldn't just put one. So I put in my mind just a tiny little list, and I...
All the dreams.
All the dreams. It would be, you know, let's say the umbrella of helping, giving, funding my kids' dreams, traveling memories, a dream home, and watching everyone on our team see success.
Amazing. You are such a dreamer. I love that you put 10 things.
I was like, how do I just put one? Yes.
It's so good. Okay, Casey. So at the end of every episode, we like to ask our guests three questions. So the first one is, what is your morning routine? The second one is, what is the best life hack you've ever discovered? And then the third is something that Jared and I do every week on our podcast, which is our roses and thorns. It's essentially like our highs and lows from the week. So to start, what is your morning routine?
Okay, my morning routine, I wake up and I work or have a quiet time, both. I love to set my tone for the day with a good diffuser blend. I'll have my twinkle lights going. I have a good playlist. And then, you know, when I go into the kitchen and start making lunches and start waking kids up, I have already really set the tone for my day. There's nothing chaotic. There's nothing rushed. I feel very peaceful and just ready to, you know, tackle the morning. And that really is a beautiful overflow into the way they start their days then.
Yeah. That's so good. That's so good. So like how, because this is something that I've been really trying to do this year, Casey, is like wake up at least an hour before Ember. And Ember generally wakes up at the exact same time every day. But how much earlier before your kiddos are you waking up? Or is it different day to day?
So I wake up at 5 every morning.
Wow. And that's amazing. You're a hero.
So I try to work from 5 to 6, and then about 6:15 I start making lunches and then wake everybody up 6:45. They wake up.
Okay. Okay. So they're still waking up pretty early.
Right. Weekends are different, but definitely school Monday through Friday, that's our routine.
That's awesome. Okay. What is the best life hack you've ever discovered, or even just a life hack lately that you love?
Okay, I was thinking so hard on this. I'm like, I don't even know if I have a life hack, but this is something that has been a game changer for me, is the scheduling on my calendar. We have a shared calendar on our iPhone. So anytime Chris, my husband, puts something in, it pops up on mine. And we have just tried to go above and beyond to be intentional. So whether it just be regular schedule or school or work, but also, you know, time with our kids and date nights and just overall, so that life doesn't just happen to us.
That's so
if
good.
If there's any advice I would give, is it was just get into scheduling, because I am not wired that way, but it has been a game changer for us.
Are you using Google calendars?
So it's just our calendar on my iPhone.
Just like the iOS calendar? Yeah. Well, so there's Google calendars and there's iOS calendars, and sometimes you can sync them, but I know a lot of people that are, you know, freakish about just using the Google calendar, Jeremy being one of them, whereas I use the iOS one on my phone, and he's like, why do you use that?
Well, but it works for me. Yeah, and you can color coordinate, so we each have a, you know, so it helps. So
yes, definitely. Okay, what is your rose and what is your thorn from the week? So start with your thorn so you can end on a high note.
Yes. Well, actually, I didn't really have a thorn until this morning, so I do have a story to share. But
okay, share it. Let's hear it.
My hardest piece of motherhood, maybe even really one of the only things that I feel like is a real struggle for me in motherhood, is watching my kids go through hard things, which my voice will probably start to shake. Like, you know, before I was a mom, the things that I thought would be hard have not been hard. And then this is something I never expected to be so hard. But something that has been so sweet about my kids' school, we're at a very sweet small school, is the teachers have really walked beside me through this, me as the mom, because it's really hard for me to, you know, let them experience things. In the big picture, I know some of these things are helping them grow and they'll be confident adults, and they need to experience some of these things outside of me. You know, they need to have that reliance on God. They need to experience some of this. And so anyways, today was a day where I knew I was dropping my three older kids off, and I knew one of them was going to have to really practice bravery this morning. So I cried all the way driving home. But you know what? At the end of the day, I know in my heart that it is such a good thing for this little one, but it just doesn't make it any easier.
Totally.
And I guess the high could be, you know, wrapped up in that too, that, you know, we get the privilege and honor of getting to shepherd and raise up these sweet, precious little kiddos. It's like truly my greatest joy. And so even the hard things are so worth it.
Yeah, that's such a perfect tie-in from the beginning of the podcast of just beauty from ashes. And here we are again, beauty from ashes. I love it. It's amazing. Okay, well, Casey, this has been so fun and such a blessing and honor to have you on the podcast. I want you to tell people where they can find you online, and just give them a little, let them know where they can find you.
Well, first of all, it's such an honor to be here. And I always say this about you, but you would never know by your humble, precious spirit. And I can say that because I know you, quote unquote, in real life, that you have such influence and just such, you know, such a following. And you would never know it because you're just so, you know, I look up to you so much in so many ways. So you're so sweet for having me here. And second of all, I have two Instagram accounts. My personal one is Casey Lee Wiegand, and my oils wellness account is Casey Lee Essentials.
Love it. So good. You guys need to follow her. She's amazing. So inspiring as a mother, just when it comes to health and wellness, obviously, and then business too. So she's basically a superhero, and you guys need to follow her. She's the sweetest ever. I love you so much, Casey. Thank you for being on the podcast, and we will talk soon.
Okay. Love you, friend.
Bye. Casey is just the sweetest, and she is such a dear friend. I'm so grateful that she said yes to being on this podcast today, and so grateful for her shaky yes 5 years ago when it came to essential oils and this business, because it has blessed our family immensely more than I could have ever imagined. And I'm so grateful for our friendship and just her mentorship in my life. So I hope that this episode was encouraging to you. This week, I wanted to talk to you guys about something super exciting. Jeremy and I are launching a launch team for our book. So we are looking for about 50 people who are super excited about A Love Letter Life, and they want to help us release this book out into the world successfully and just with momentum and excitement. So if that's you, you can go to teamrolloff.com and apply to be one of our launch team leaders. We are looking for people who have their own communities that they can sort of activate to share about A Love Letter Life and get this book into as many people's hands as possible. So if that's you, please go to teamrolloff.com. You can also go to aloveletterlife.com and pre-order our book today if you haven't done that yet. You only have about six more weeks left to pre-order the book and get all those freebies. So Jeremy's custom design presets, the 52 date night ideas, the first two chapters of our book that you can read in advance immediately, and the Spotify playlist of love songs and a couple other free freebies in there. So make sure you go to aloveletterlife.com and pre-order the book before April 2nd. That way you can get all of those freebies. We're so excited about getting this book out into the world, you guys. It literally just, we're so pumped. So please go pre-order if you haven't yet. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We hope you guys have a great week.